Welcome to Tales from the Crypt Season 3, Bigger, Badder, and Stickier. By joining us today, you have been officially upgraded to Crit Cat status. So welcome to the club. Tales from the Crit is an actual play podcast where we focus on smaller story arcs from some of your favorite RPGs, as well as some of the less known or obscure ones. We also play some highly narrative tabletop board games and also some micro RPGs. All of those feature a revolving cast of players, so you're going to see a lot of variety there. And as always, I am your host and your Crit Keeper, Riley Groves. We're so glad to have you here with us today. Now let's get into the episode. Content warnings can be found in the description. Welcome back to Tales from the Crit. I am the Crit Keeper, and we are continuing our adventure in the Wendy's Feast of Legends RPG. So at the table, as Raekwon Starks, I have AK.
Hello.
As Spuddy, I have Tim.
Heidi ho there, neighbor.
And as Dave, I have Connor.
Hey, 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 everybody.
Awesome. I know we're super excited to get back into it because this has been pretty fun so far. But before we do that, let's answer a question from our ultimate RPG campfire deck. This question is about your companions. What assumption did you make about one of your companions when you first met them?
I learned quickly that Rayzahn did not have an eating disability, but simply the morality to eat leftovers.
Rayzahn?
Raekwon?
All right. Raekwon or Dave?
You thought that I was food when we first met.
That's actually what I was thinking. I was like, I didn't think that Spuds was sentient when we first met.
All right.
I'm the one that gave him that scar.
I thought Spuds was just a tasty treat when I first found him.
A safe assumption, honestly.
When I first saw Dave, I didn't think he was going to be so nimble and agile.
Okay. You thought he was just a regular old beef barian.
Yeah. So a hunk of junk. Hunk of meat, rather.
Oh. All right.
Meaty hunk.
There we go. Let's land on that one. Perfect. All right. Without further ado, then, let's get into it.
Feeling better after my plus one health from that snack. I'm going to raise my spatula as I walk into this room.
Okay, it feels eerily similar to the last room you were in. Go ahead and make me an initiative roll, as soon as you get into this room, one of these hunger pangs lets out a little squeal and charges at the party.
Oh, man.
The rest of you can roll initiative as well.
I got a 14, unless that's a 19.
Six.
No, it's definitely a 14, okay.
A 3!
Do I get advantage on...
It said all rolls, right? All right,
let's do it.
Let's see it. Let's see it.
Yep, same number.
Oh, get the fuck out.
Oh, I have an advantage for my next roll.
That's great.
With this count, I thought it was for battle.
It is for battle.
Fuck.
This hunger pang reaches out and latches right onto your side as you startled it walking into this chamber. It does 5 bite damage to you, my dude.
Nice.
All right. That's great. It is your turn, however, after that, and you have this hunger pang just like dangling from your side.
All right. Well, I'm going to try and shake him off and that's beat him with a spatula.
You're going to bleed out. You never want to remove the piercing item.
Oh.
Dave. Dave.
The spatula is so greasy. Oh, got a big oops.
Dropped
it again.
Get a different die.
This is a different die.
No! Stick with the same die. I don't know.
All right, you swat the hunger pang with the spatula, and it lets go of your side and very quickly grabs onto your arm. It is now holding the spatula in its own hands and is flailing about with it in its mouth. It is going to use your spatula to attack in its next turn.
Do I get a plus one for when I'm using weapons that I'm skilled with to my, like, d20 roll?
You do. However, a one's always a one.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So, apologies on that. The big oops is the big oops.
Yep. That's what I think.
Oh, no.
God damn it.
All right. Listen, I am running this exactly as written by Wendy's. These things do seem a little beefier than your typical level one.
I mean, hunger pains are dangerous.
They are.
Yeah. You should always keep those away with a nice $5 biggie bag. Get it at your local Wendy's. Thanks for sponsoring us. Oh, wink a wink. Seriously, though, can we get those black cards that we just swipe it at Wendy's anytime we want for a year and we get the Wendy's, please?
That'd be so sweet. Maybe if we win. Raekwon, you're up next. What you doing?
Gonna try to throw my knife at one.
There is only one.
Oh, at the only one, then. 9.
Plus grace?
I don't think it is a grace.
It's throwing, so it should be a grace.
So 10.
Ah, cool. You throw your knife again at this hunger pang, and it goes clambering into the room. Spuds. Spuddy. Buddy.
I'm going to grab that javelin. I'm going to charge. Charge.
Oh, hey, wait, you get it.
I know, I'm just thinking that.
All your rolls.
17.
17 does hit.
Plus 1, 18.
Plus 18.
Nice.
All right. Roll a d4 for damage.
Thank God for advantage. 3.
Right before Spuddy stabs it with his javelin, you see a knife fly into this hunger pang from out of nowhere. Spuddy, it is now your turn.
I continue thrusting my javelin into the hunger pang.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 13.
13 hits.
I got a 3.
Sweet. Nice hit. You're down to 1 HP. Is this right?
This is correct, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Fuck. Spuddy, this hunger pang, after you have thrusted so hard into it, comes flailing, its head whipping Dave's spatula all around. Does an 18 beat your defense?
Oh, yes.
And what does that do for damage, Dave?
1d10. You know, when wielded in a hand.
Like a beefy hand?
A beefy hand.
Well, this is not a beefy hand. This is a heavy hungry weapon. Hand, so...
This spatula smacks you, Spuddy, and sends you against the wall, hitting you for 5 damage.
Oh, God. Ow.
And Dave, it is now your turn.
All right, well, I'm going to try and throw this spoon at him, I guess. No, I'm going to try and attack by the spoon.
What's your grace bonus?
Well, actually, I get a plus 2 to grace.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, sure. We'll throw the spoon.
All right.
It's a 16.
16 hits.
All right. That's a 2.
All right, you guys do have this thing on the ropes. Raekwon. Oh, actually, you can...
Don't have any other weapons.
Nope, because you're not doing
anything. And I threw it.
So. All right, Raekwon, it is your turn.
Am I able to grab a knife back out of the creature?
Give me a grace roll, just of a 12, to grab it out, because this thing is now flailing around. I will say after it got hit, stabbed, and bashed, it did drop its spatula out of its mouth as well.
12.
All right. Yes, you're able to pull your knife out of this thing. I will say that it's taken most of your movement up to move up to it and pull it out.
Okay.
But you do have your knife in hand. You can still do an action as well.
Can I retreat again a little bit?
Most of your movement's moved up.
Okay, yeah.
Used up, moved up, used up.
You can move your hand forward with the knife into the hunger pang.
I can stab it with a knife?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try to do that then.
All right.
This will be your strength then. This time? 14.
All right, don't forget.
Minus 1, 12.
You get advantage also on all your rolls, so.
Keep forgetting that. Yeah, so 12, 13.
All right, Both of those hit, so go ahead and roll me a d4.
3.
It squeals as you stab this knife into it, and it, like, collapses onto its hind legs, but it's still gnashing at everybody. Spuddy, it is your turn.
You stabbed it with the knife in your hand?
Yeah.
Spuddy grabs onto Raekwon's hand and thrusts the knife deeper and says, "Let's finish this."
All right, since the knife's already in there, go ahead and roll with advantage.
It's a nat 20.
It's a nat 20.
Feast mode!
And a 3.
So, doing 7 damage, you just plunge this knife straight through, and you kind of guide Raekwon's hand into this creature, and, like, the knife just pierces straight through, and the two of you are just holding hands inside this dead animal, this dead hunger pang.
I look over, and I give him a wink, and I lick some of his cheese off a little bit.
You're so funny, Raekwon. We did good. We did good.
Good job, Spud. You're my bud.
Oh, thank you, Raekwon.
I don't know what the big meat guy was doing the whole time, but...
I didn't eat enough before we came into this forest, guys. I've just been off my game.
It's not Dave's fault. He had a restless sleep last night.
Well, he didn't finish his meal either.
But that makes you happy, doesn't it, Raekwon? You can finish it for him. Yeah. It is one of your simple soul truths.
But he's mad that I didn't finish it, though.
Yes.
We are working on this, yes, Raekwon?
As long as you keep the licks down, I will work on it.
I am good. I have been keeping them down. In front of you.
That's why you're always the last one to fall asleep.
It is true. I will do better.
I'm gonna pick my spatula up and wrap some, like, tape around it and tape it into my hand.
Like that kid in Little Giants. Put the stick them all over him.
All right, heading back out of this room because there's nothing of consequence in here. There is only the path behind you, which is sealed, and the path ahead, which curves suddenly to the right. And it once again feels like the forest is kind of pushing you forward where it wants you to go.
The path is just like changing just little by little as we walk forward.
At least we will never have to ask for directions.
Until we return home.
Should we try to feast? I know Dave could use some feasting.
Oh, it would be a good time for a feast.
I could always eat. Especially right now.
Yeah. Let me try to build a fire to keep us safe. 20. Or, yeah.
20? All right. Yeah, you make a large fire in here and everybody's... 18. Not...
18 or 20. Can't tell if it's 6 or 8.
It's really dark, just for the listeners. It's a gold text instead of a shiny golden red color. It's really hard to read those numbers with the lighting we currently have.
Yeah, we don't have bright lights in here. We keep it to a minimum. You can turn on that light, though, if you want. 16?
Yep. Like 80% sure.
All right.
Plus 2, so it's 18.
On an 18, you make a good fire. You guys will be protected. So go ahead and have your full meal and recover all of your HP. It does take some time, but you guys are pretty undaunted here. You did say it was evening when you were at the festival. So it is, you know, getting into it. Getting into the nighttime, I'd say. However, the forest feels almost magically lit, so it's not hard to see in here. You guys all done feasting?
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, all right.
Finish your meal this time.
I'm going to eat every last fry.
And all the wrappers can get thrown in the fire.
Perfectly acceptable.
Not much, much, much.
Buddy sits way too close to the fire. As always.
All right. As you guys finish up, the... path in front of you continues to curve. However, as you make your way down, you can see another large stone door in front of you and another chamber off to your left.
We have learned our lesson.
Spuddy is going to take like a rock from outside and just kind of huck it through the doorway.
Nothing happens as you huck this rock into the doorway.
No sounds.
Nothing.
Ooh. That was weird.
That is not normal.
Nor are you.
What?
Oh, nothing, nothing. I said, oh, look at my shoe.
Oh, there are two of them. I've never thought about not having feet before until looking at your shoes.
Same. This is a strange thing we've come across. I still love you, though, Spud.
Do we enter?
Yes.
It's just an open room. It's not like a door, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I will pull out this torch that I have and toss it through the open doorway, perhaps illuminating what is inside.
Okay. All right. If you're pulling out a torch, go ahead and take one check mark off your sheet to indicate an item being used, and a torch costs 1 gold, so go ahead and remove that from your 10 total. You throw the torch into the room, and you hear it clunk against another piece of wood in here, and it is illuminating a small cut stump, and there is seems to be a cup or something sitting on top of it.
Well, this is where we could have had our meal right in here and use this as a table.
In front of the Goblet of Dave.
It is curious that the torch made the sound, but not the rock. Hmm.
I think the rock landed in that patch of moss over there. Very muffled.
Yes. I will go get it.
Is there anything in this cup?
You go over to the cup?
Yep.
Hmm.
The cup is filled with gold coins.
Ooh.
Spoiler. Guys, this cup is filled with gold coins.
Get out of here.
Let's back up a little bit and throw the rock at it.
I have heard of this tale from my people. You should find something approximately the weight of the cup's gold, like a pile of nuggets. According to legend, it is nuggets. And then switch them very carefully.
That does sound better than just trying to knock the cup over with a rock, which is what I was thinking.
Who's got the highest grace?
Mine is a 13 plus 2.
12 plus 1.
Yeah, mine's 10. So plus 1.
All right, so me?
It's the beefy boy.
He's the most graceful. It's crazy.
While not proven, it is statistically true.
I believe in you, Dave.
Okay, so I'm going to take the rock that was thrown into the room. I haven't lifted up the cup yet, but this seems about the same weight, so we'll give it a try.
They never did talk about that part in the legends.
Well, yeah, I'm going to walk over, and I'm going to investigate the cup really closely, and then I'm going to really quickly just grab it and put this rock down in its place.
All right, give me a d20 roll. Go ahead and add your grace.
I rolled a 13 plus 2 is 15.
You very deftly grab this cup with one hand and replace it with a rock.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With the other, like seamlessly transitioning, and you now have a cup full of gold coins in your hand.
Wonderful. Great job, Dave.
Excellent.
You can add 15 gold to your total.
Mm. This was a good lesson for you, Dave.
It certainly was. Sometimes, you know, you don't just throw the rock.
It seems that you are much more productive when there are not hunger pains around.
This is true. The hunger pangs, they really take it out of you, make me feel fatigued. Like I just don't have the energy to swing my spatula around.
This is a shame.
I wish this cup was full of some delicious beverage, but gold coins, we'll be good when we get somewhere we can spend them.
And then, yeah, I should probably just continue down that path. We look around the rest of the room. Is there anything aside from this stump? Yeah. All right, cool.
No, not really.
All right. I think it seems like it's time to go.
Okay. You come across a second large stone door, and as you walk up to it, a stone tray slides out. On the tray is a stone frosty, with what seems to be a stone spoon and a stone carton of French fries. An inscription on the door appears, "Dip one, but choose wisely."
This is the thing of nightmares. You do not put the fry in a frosty.
So I think we should dip the spoon then.
Yes.
As you approach the door, all of a sudden, two women with otherworldly auras interrupt you and stand between you and the door. "The name's T," the first one says. "That name's only for me, and that's the T," the second says. "Forgive her, she's unsweet, and that's the T," the first retorts. "How rude of her to be this unsweet, and that's the T," the second claps back. The inscription on the door changes and slowly spells out, "Before you stand sweet tea and unsweet tea, one always truthful, one always giving falsehoods. Ask either of them one question to decide which to dip. The right choice allows you to move on. The wrong choice leads to regret."
Well, first, we should obviously talk about the elephant in the room. You have sweetened tea and then just tea, as you cannot unsweeten tea. So kill the one on the left.
Yeah, we need to ask sweet tea a question. But what question?
You know, no matter how many times I read this or see the whole thing about how it's very easy to do this, I never pay enough attention, remember?
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like this is one of those common things. Don't you ask one like what the other one would say?
And it doesn't seem like it's one of those one's telling the truth and one's lying. It seems like they're both just saying, "I'm telling the truth."
So we've got tea and sweet tea. One of them always lies. They always lie?
One always tells falsehoods.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The other always tells truths.
Okay.
Oh, is it asking questions? Or we can only ask one?
One question.
Okay. To both of them, or do we have to pick one to ask?
You may ask either of them one question.
So we ask if he's a basket of fries or if this is a spoon in our hand or something like that. If one always lies and tells the truth.
But then we just know which one is the liar, which one tells the truth. It doesn't help us know which thing to dip. But I guess we've already decided we aren't going to dip the fries.
We do know.
Not to offend.
The right thing to dip is the spoon. That's integrated into the rule. It can't be the fry. What are we, heathens? I don't know what the question to be asked. Oh, we should start sawing the frosty in half, and the real sweet tea will say, "Stop." That's the wrong thing to do. And the regular tea will say, "Of course you could do that. It's just chocolate."
I'm going to ask one of them. I'll ask tea what the other one would say if I asked them what to dip in to the frosty. I'm going to, before I say that, I'm going to conference with my comrades and say, "This is all I can think of to ask. What do you guys think?"
So, you'll ask both of the teas.
Can only ask one question, so I'm going to ask one of the teas what the other one would say the answer to the question is.
But how will you find out the difference if you only ask one?
We can only ask one of them one question.
One question.
Would you stab the other tea if it was unsweetened?
That still doesn't tell you what to dip with. It just tells you which one tells the truth.
Okay.
Okay, so then we ask that question to the regular tea.
Okay.
Unsweetened tea. If I ask the sweet tea what I should dip into the frosty, what would they say?
If you ask sweet tea
what we should dip into the frosty, what would be their answer?
Okay, so you're asking sweet tea what she would dip into the...
I'm asking tea.
Oh.
What sweet tea would say if that's what I asked. Is that not the question that I asked the first time?
No, you're good. You're good. I just want to make sure I understood. She would tell you to dip the spoon into the frosty, and that's the tea.
Okay. So if she's telling the truth that the other one would say the spoon, then that would mean that the other one was the liar and that we should dip the French fries. But if that one was telling only falsehoods and they said to dip, that the other one would answer to dip the spoon, then they'd be lying because it would be to dip the French fries.
Is there a knife too?
No, it's just a spoon, a fry, and a smoothie.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I put that there. I will take it back.
They said that she would say to dip the spoon?
Yes.
Okay.
So if she's telling the truth, you should use the spoon. If she's lying, then you would use French fries. Is that where you came out to?
So I asked one of them what the other one would use or would say to use. And that one said that they would say to use the spoon. So I think we have to use the French fries. Because if she's telling the truth, then the other one is a liar and would say the spoon.
To trick us.
To trick us. But if she's the liar, she'd be telling, she'd say the spoon, that the other one would tell you the spoon.
Because she can't tell because the truth.
Yeah.
So it means the first one definitely wants it to be French fries.
Yeah, that's the only answer, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Spuds,
turn away.
Look over here. There's something. Did you see this back here in the wall? I thought there was a really weird plant inscription over here.
Oh,
it smelled a little salty. I thought you might enjoy it.
Oh, there is the salt.
Yes. I sneak over and dip the French fry in there real quick.
Oh, the salt. I love the salt.
The door slides open, and these two women with the otherworldly auras disappear as the forest in front of you unfolds. However, the behind you, the vines begin to push you further into this hallway.
The vines are pushing. Oh, hopefully you use the spoon.
Oh,
now
of course.
We are inside. That was very good of you. Thank you for the salt, Dave.
You're very welcome. I'm glad I remembered it. At the right time. All right. And so you dip that spoon in the frosty and the doors opened up. And we're going to walk through. Since I'm still full of hit points from our nice feast, I will take the lead.
I will be in the back.
I will be on the left.
I will always travel a little further behind you guys.
And we begin to gradually make our way down the pathway.
All right. And as you do, after about 10 feet, the path splits once again. And there is a chamber in front of you.
In the middle of the forks?
Yes. So there's a chamber ahead of you. To the left is another stone door. And then there is a pathway down to the right that has a 90-degree turn in it that you can't see where it leads to.
Well, I feel compelled to check every chamber we come across.
Yes.
I agree.
It seems that the most success we have had was to throw in a rock and a torch.
And I throw a rock into the chamber as hard as I can.
Okay.
Nope. I might not have ever even had a rock in my hand.
You throw a rock and you just hear it like sail off into the forest.
You went right over that whole room. Just poof.
I was just testing out the rock. It's a shame. It was a good rock, but now it is gone.
I approach the entryway to this chamber from kind of the side and peek my head around in.
It's a small room covered by forest, just like the others that you have encountered. But in the center of the room, there's a small chicken nugget container sitting on a pedestal.
Oh, snap, guys. There's some nuggets in here, I think.
Oh. Did I tell you about the legends in the village that I grew up in? Where you take a cup filled with something very similar in size, and then you swap them very quickly.
You have told us this legend.
I think that we should try this legend. Let me find you a rock.
Okay. I think we can maybe just
Dave,
just investigate a little closer. I don't think Dave, we needed the rock last time.
Dave, I found you this rock.
Oh, okay. Well, since you've got one.
All right, Dave, make me an intelligence check.
I ain't got
it. 19 plus one.
All right. Holding this rock and walking up to the pedestal, you're a pretty smart guy, so observing it, you know there is no reason to put this rock on this pedestal. This is just a thing of chicken nuggets. But as you're looking in, there are, in fact, four nuggets made of gold inside of this container.
Oh, my God, guys. It's gold nuggets. We can't eat these. They're not very nutritious.
Hold on to them and sell them.
We can take the nuggets, though. That's true. Do you guys each want to hold on to one, or should I just leave them in the little case they're in?
I say we'll take one and you take two, since you discovered.
I will take a nugget. Thank you, Dave.
Two gold nugs.
I've got that golden nugget.
However, that is the only thing in this chamber. So turning around, you have now a door to your right and a hallway to your left that takes a pretty sharp turn that you can't see down.
I think we should probably investigate this door before going down the tunnel more. Like, it could just be a room behind it, but if it's not a room and it's another long tunnel, then one of you guys has to make that decision.
Is it a wooden door or a stone door?
It is the third stone door.
So we can't light it on fire.
Are there any inscriptions on this door?
As you walk up to the door, you notice that it has a small circular indentation. The inscription on the door reads, "A head have I, and indeed a tail, though a body I doth lack."
You should put one of the gold coins into the hole.
Yeah.
What are the coins or the nuggets? Because I got tons of them.
A nugget has no head or tail. It is both, and all the other parts of the chicken ground into one tasty golden morsel. But a coin has a head and a tail.
Ooh. All right. You're very smart, Spuds. And I put one of these gold coins in the slot on the door.
As soon as it clicks into place, remove one gold from the thing, the door flies open with great force, and the forest pushes you three forward through the doorway. Then the vegetation grows quickly behind you, closing off the path. You find yourselves in a large, open, circular area, almost like an ancient campground. The circle is about 150 feet across, and there seems to be no opening anywhere on the circle's perimeter. As you walk towards the center, three pangs and a creature known as a grumble emerge from the surrounding woods.
I'm so sorry. I apparently am not as smart as I thought.
At least they didn't surprise us this time. I mean, they kind of surprised us, but...
If we just stand very still, they may not know that we are here yet.
Everybody roll me a grace check.
Oof. Got an 8.
9.
8.
Everybody, roll me an initiative.
5.
3.
15.
What'd you roll for initiative, Dave?
A 5.
Raekwon?
15.
Spuds?
A 3.
Can't believe I had to pay for us to get into a battle.
Right.
Well, I mean,
they're usually free.
Yeah, they didn't even give you a receipt for the tax part purposes. We can't even be business exempt or tax exempt.
Yeah, Wendy's going to come down on you.
The first of these pangs comes charging into the three of you, missing each one of you entirely as it tries to ram the three of you. Raekwon, you have the next attack.
Sweet. All right, I'm going to try to throw my knife at it.
All right.
13.
A 13 does hit.
Sweet. That's a 4, so I'm going to take it. 4 damage.
Awesome. Does a 12 beat anybody's defense?
No.
Another one of these pangs comes charging into the group and just kind of bounces off all three of you, not really landing any significant damage.
Well, he's a fun guy.
However, the one behind it comes rushing in. Does an 18 beat your defense, Spuds?
Yep.
You take 4 points of damage as this pang rushes in and knocks your feet from underneath you. You are on the ground.
I don't have feet.
That is right. Just kind of knocks you down. it is your turn.
Mine?
However, yes.
Okay. Do I have to do anything separate to get up? Use a bonus action or something?
It does take 50% of your movement to get up from being knocked down.
Can I... I wouldn't be able to use any sort of that... whatchamacallit?
That's only when you're, like, disengaging.
Grab and go? Oh, that's not a...
Yeah, that's okay. That's when you're currently in battle and trying to run away.
Okay. So it knocked me over. Is it still there? Can I attack from the ground?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to jab up. Stab up with my javelin.
Okay, let's see it.
Whoopsie.
Big oops.
Big whoopsie. That's a nat one.
Yeah, this toothpick breaks in your hand. You're going to take... your bonus action is going to be grabbing a new one next time, and you're still on the ground. So you're going to take disadvantage on your next attack roll.
Hey, Dave, can you throw me my knife, possibly? Or toss, I guess.
I think I can do that. Is that a free action I can take, throwing him his knife?
It is. On your turn, it definitely will be.
Okay. I can't quite reach it right now. I'm trying my best.
The grumble moves forward, its giant tongue lashing about from inside its belly, deep within its tainted innards. A cloud forms, a 20-foot semicircle radiating from it. And it's a green and putrid cloud. Everybody make me an arcana roll.
Oh, damn it. It was an 18, then it flopped over to a 5.
19 plus 1, 20.
15 plus 2, 17.
Nice.
Sorry, Dave.
5. So I got a 5.
How much HP do you have?
13.
Why does this thing...
want to kill Connor?
Want to kill Connor so badly. Dave, while the two others in this cloud are able to prevent themselves from being poisoned, you're going to take 5 HP damage from this poison cloud. You'll have to get out of it to continue not taking damage. So at the start of any round that you're in this cloud, if you don't get out of it, you're going to take damage.
Okay.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're back at the top of the order. One of these hunger pangs reaches out and grabs you by the leg.
Did I go?
Did you go?
No, I'll lose.
I don't think I went.
You didn't go?
No.
Dave, come on, man. Oh, I fucked the order up. All right, Dave, go ahead. You go first. My apologies. You are at the end of the order anyways.
All right.
Almost.
I am currently dual-wielding my spatula and my spoon.
All right.
Ooh.
And I'm just going to attack.
There's some radical.
This is after the poison cloud,
yeah.
Right? So is there a place in the room that is not in a poison cloud?
Yeah, so you guys are in a, like, 150-foot clearing, and there's just, like, a 20-foot semicircle that is encompassing all three of you right now, but you can get out of it. There's plenty of spot that's not.
Are the hunger pangs inside the cloud?
Yep.
Son of a bitch. Okay, are they, like, close to me right now?
Yeah, they're all fairly close.
Okay, so I'm going to attack the hunger pangs. Got a 15.
15 hits.
Okay, so I'm going to attack first with my spatula. Got a 10. I was like, 0? And then with my spoon, I'm going to attack the same one.
Before you do that, your spatula comes down and totally decimates one of these hunger pangs.
Oh, okay.
You can hit it again if you'd like.
No.
But it is dead.
No, I'm going to hit a different one then. Hit the other pang for a 4. Yo, that blows up, right? If I roll a 4?
No, if you roll a 20 to hit.
Oh.
Sorry, it's different exploding than
the It's other. The feast mode.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. But it was a 4 to hit, or a 4 damage.
All right. You do, in fact, hit another one.
And then I'm going to use my movement to run out of the gas cloud.
Very important. Now we're back at the top of the order. Raekwon, does a 13 beat your defense?
Yes, it does.
One of these hunger pangs reaches out, grabbing you by the leg, and is trying to pull you further into the poison cloud. You are going to take 3 bite damage, and it is your turn. We can also say on a bonus action that Dave did toss your knife back to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of the last things I could do while I could still see that poisonous smoke.
All right, I'll throw my knife again.
You are also are in the poisonous smoke, don't forget. So,
I'm gonna get out of the smoke.
Good idea.
17.
Definite hit.
2 damage.
All right. Awesome. One of the hunger pangs comes charging. The one you just stabbed with a knife comes charging out of the gas cloud headed straight for you. However, you're able to dance to the side as it goes ramming right past you and stumbles a bit into the forest floor after missing.
Oh, that was a close call.
Dave, this is where you should go in the actual turn order.
Okay. Are there any enemies outside of the smoke?
The one that charged me.
The one that charged, the one that charged Raekwon. And technically, the grumble is also not inside the smoke. It just came from his wall.
Okay. And Raekwon is relatively close to me?
Close enough, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to run over there and try and attack the one that just attacked him.
Okay.
Oh, that is a 12 to hit?
12 hits.
Okay, cool. So we're going to smack down it with the spatula. 4-3.
All right.
And then with the spoon, 4-3.
All right. This one's looking pretty quite bad. The other one is still inside the gas cloud.
I killed the other one.
There are 3 pangs.
Oh.
3 pangs, 1 grumble.
Shit.
Right? That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Spuds, from inside this gas cloud, all of a sudden you get snapped like with a bullwhip.
I am on the ground, so it'd be disadvantage to get me all the way down there. Maybe?
I think it'd be advantageous.
Of me, yeah.
Of them, to be able to hit.
Oh, no, I'm such a small target now.
This tongue whips. You take 5 points of physical damage. And Spuds, it is now your turn. You are still in this gas. You just got whipped by a grumble tongue, and you have a hunger pang still in this cloud with you.
I know which way to roll for getting out of the cloud.
Sure.
All right, cool. I'm just going to start rolling on the ground, heading toward out of the cloud.
All right. We're going to say to roll around and get out of the cloud and get up is pretty much going to take your entire movement. So you're right on the edge of that cloud, outside of it, but on the edge.
I would like to get as far away as possible.
So you could take like a dash action. If you want to get another 25 feet away, but that would be mostly your entire action.
Sure. Yeah. I'd like to set up on the outside.
All right. Done deal. Okay. The hunger pang that was in the cloud comes rushing out. However, it rushes right past you, Spuds, and to no avail. Raekwon, it is your turn.
Do I have my knife again or no? Probably got to retrieve that.
Yeah. Because you threw it. I forget which one.
The one that charged me, I think.
Oh, so it's like there with you. You can go and get it.
Okay, so I'm going to pick my knife up again.
Make me a grace check for your...
13.
13 does hit. Or doesn't hit. You are able to pull your knife out, so you have that in your hand as well. So you can attack with it.
Okay. I'm going to back away a little bit further, I guess.
Okay.
And then throw it at the...
You should... Maybe stab it and then back away.
Okay, I'm with that. I like that choice. All right, so I'm going to try to stab this.
Get you know, don't like stab it and let go of the knife. Like, hold on to it. Pull it back out when you run away.
5.
5 is your highest?
Yeah.
All right.
It was a 4 and a 5.
Nice. Yeah, you miss your attack, unfortunately. And do you try to break off from this encounter?
Yeah. I'm going back away anyways.
It makes not an attack of opportunity. What the fuck is it called in here?
Cheap shot.
That's right. At you, gnashing with its little jaws, and it does another 2 damage as it bites onto your leg.
Getting pretty hungry over here, guys.
And the other hunger pang is near Spuds. Does an 11 beat your defense, Spuds?
No.
Okay, so it gnashes at you, trying to bite anywhere on your fry body, but it is unable to.
Mm.
Dave.
Okay, I am going to... Is Spuds in the cloud?
No, like 25 feet beyond it.
Okay,
yeah.
Everybody's out of the cloud.
Nobody's in the cloud currently.
Going to go attack the hunger pang that's attacking Raekwon.
All right.
That's a big oops.
Great.
I was leading with the spoon this time.
As you rush in, you go to attack, falling over top of the hunger pang, kind of just tripping and landing on the ground. It tries to bite you in retaliation. However, it does miss.
Thank goodness.
The grumble rushes through the cloud that it has created, heading straight for Dave and Raekwon. A 4 misses both of your guys' defenses, and as you watch, this is definitely a much bigger creature than the hunger pangs, and its giant jaws clash together. However, it misses everybody that it was aiming for. Ooh,
you really got lucky there, guys.
Maybe you should just roll a disadvantage always.
Spuds. Spuddy.
All right. That one that just missed me there, is that in my vicinity? Still, like, it's singling me
out? Still right there. Yep. It is. It is a pretty much a one-on-one battle with you at the moment.
All right. I'm going to go for it with my javelin. Try to hit it in the side. Slow it down. 8.
Eight is a miss.
That's all right. I got disadvantage technically anyway. Because I was on the ground and I haven't attacked yet. Yeah, it's that 8.
All right. The grumble that is still with Raekwon and Dave, it looks pretty bad. And it tries to bite at you, Dave, for attacking it. However, it doesn't beat your defense with a roll of a 10. And it does try to run past you and get at least 10 feet away. So, Dave, go ahead. You're on the ground, aren't you? Yeah, you fell.
Yeah, under. I fell. Big oops.
You can attempt to attack it as it runs away from you. However, you will roll with disadvantage on that reaction.
Yeah, I didn't make it.
Okay. Raekwon.
Yes, sir.
It is back to your turn. You currently have a grumble that has run away from you. Not a grumble. You have a hunger pang that has run away from you. You have a grumble standing in front of you. And your buddy Dave is floundering around on the ground.
Gotta try to pick Dave up real quick.
Yeah.
All right, should I roll for that?
I'll call it a bonus action.
Okay, I'm gonna pick Dave up.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
And then, so now there's a hunger pang near him, right? That knocked him down?
It ran past us.
It ran past. He had tripped over it, and it just ran away.
So there's nothing really near me now.
There's a grumble.
That's the grumble's still there.
Yep.
All right, I guess I'm going to try to stab at him.
Right. All right.
Grumbly bumbly.
Let's see it.
Not with that one. Hopefully with this one. 18.
An 18.
19.
A 19 is a hit.
18.
18 is a hit.
I hate this die. Well, 17 because it's minus 1 strength.
All of those hit.
3 damage.
All right. The hunger pang continues to bite away at you, Spuddy, trying to rip your fries from your carton, but failing to do so. It seems the hunger has overtaken his little mind, and he's just gnashing away, unable to catch up with you.
Oh, thank goodness.
Dave, you are now standing. It is your turn.
All right. I'm going to turn towards this grumble and see if I can swat him with my spatula and spoon.
Good call.
I thought that was another one. Whew. Not much better, though. It's a 7, so plus 2. It's a 9.
9 does not hit.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
You guys need to start rolling better.
I'm doing some damage.
You're doing good, yeah.
I think you need to slow it down, Riley. There's three of us and one of you. Someone's fucking up. Can't be three of us.
You see the Grumble's stomach begin to rumble again, and it belches out this poison cloud. However, none of you are standing in it. The other one at this point has dissipated, so this is the only one that is left in the area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Spuds.
All right, I'm still going after this this one that won't leave me alone, this annoying hunger pang.
You got it.
I'm going to go for the face this time.
All right.
I'm going to go for the eye. I'm going to try to stab it in the eye. 13.
A 13 is a hit.
Awesome. A 3.
Yeah. All right. A pretty good hit. It squeals and backs up. It's pretty bloody at this point, or relatively bloody. It looks pretty, looks like it's getting weak. And it charges at you.
Oh, man.
Biting away just with a pure ferocity. However, it does roll a 1, which is a big oops. So go ahead and make me an attack or a counterattack, and you can get advantage on that as well.
All right, 16 first roll and a 5. We're going to take a 16.
16 is a definite hit.
And a 1.
All right, doing some good damage. Raekwon, it's up to you, buddy.
Oh, what we got left?
Yeah, we got 2 pangs and a grumble left still.
All right. Aiming them near me?
You have your knife plunged into the grumble at the moment.
Oh, okay. I'm going to rip it back out and try to stab him again.
All right.
That was a 9. And that was a 6. So a 9.
A 9 does miss. The hunger pang comes rushing right back at you, Dave, trying to ram you, and it misses and goes into this poison cloud and out of sight.
Oh, my.
Thank goodness.
It's the grumble fumble.
Because it fumbled its move. Fuck. Terrible.
Dave, it is your turn.
Fumbler, grumbler.
Okay. I'm going to try this really hard to see die, and I'm gonna come at the grumble again. Feast mode.
Oh nice. Shit! With the spatula.
With the spatula.
All right. So that's how. That's what.
10.
10 off the rip. Let's see another D10.
6.
So that's 16 damage. And you do wield.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. What's your other damage?
D4. So I get 4 on that.
Yeah. Then? Let's do it.
And another 4.
Called it.
In just a moment of ferocity and ultimate feasting, Dave, you realize that that last feast you had is giving you the momentum that you needed, and you flail away, hitting with spatula, spoon, and this grumble takes several steps back as you plunge both into it for the final time, and it doth die.
All right. We just got those 2
hunger pangs.
Meager-looking hunger pangs left.
Man, I knew a D4 weapon was a bad idea when you can feast mode and just start with 10. I can't even get there on a properly rolled feast mode. I have an 8 at the max. Oh.
Well, your little fry arms can't support this big spatula. Oh, no, you can use all weapons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well then.
I have a lot of arms.
You can just a lot more for support.
Spuds, it is your turn.
Okay. Well, I feel like at this point, he stabs it. It tries to get him back, and it just impales itself further on the toothpick. So I'm going to kind of fall back a little bit, trying to kind of get the one end to hit the ground so that this thing's weight just pierces itself on the javelin.
Okay. I'll give you a +1 to damage if you have a successful hit.
11.
11 hits.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, shit. Got it.
Oh, 4 + 1, 5.
Nice.
All right. It skewers itself further on here, and it begins to wail and squeal as it tries to pull itself back.
We feast.
And it's able to pull itself off of your javelin, and then it goes rushing towards the edge of the woods.
Oh, my gosh. I feel terrible. I was really hoping that was just going to kill it and it'd die, not I'd like mortally wound it and it goes off to die alone.
Raekwon?
I'm going to try to throw my knife at the one that's running away. Or is it just gone now forever?
It ran pretty fast.
Oh, okay.
There's just one left inside that poison cloud.
All right, I'm going to throw my knife at him then.
Okay.
15.
All right, roll your damage.
3 damage.
You throw your knife into this poison cloud, and it skewers this last hunger pang, and it lets out its last breath as it collapses into the ground. And after a few moments, the poison cloud disperses into the air.
Whew. Barely made it out of that one, guys.
The grumble was ferocious with that noxious gas.
It sure was noxious. And I'm sure hungry now.
I have not seen the gas like that before.
That was a new one for me as well.
A passageway appears after the beasts of hunger are vanquished. The battle was your first real challenge, and stopping for a meal or a snack may prove beneficial. This does resemble a campsite, after all. However, that's where we're going to pause for today's episode.
Man, that was the first real battle.
That was...
Jeez. Yeah. What's in the future?
Every battle was kind of tough. Damn. I mean, that was real tough, but...
That was not easy.
No, Wendy's not pulling her punches.
No, she's not.
No, she's not. Yeah, we'll pick it up next time. But until then, we'll...
See you next Tuesday.
Nailed it.
That's it for today's episode. We hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we've enjoyed playing. If you have, go run and tell all your friends so that we can turn as many people into Crit Cats as possible. Tales from the Crit is a Wolfbeard Games audio podcast, and if you like us, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, and head on over to our Instagram page and our YouTube channel. Both of those are at Tales from the Crit Podcast. All right, bye-bye!
Oh, shit, I forgot your name.
Raekwon.
Raekwon. I was about to say Maison. I was like, that's not it.
God damn it.
20, huh?
Yeah. How much HP do you have?
6.
We have such a benevolent dungeon master. He hurts before we do.
Are you kidding me? This die is amazing. How come I never roll good when I roll like this?